Somehow, she felt unburdened as her last thoughts rose up out of her like an ascending cascade of singing stars. Flanked by two Kiskashin techs, Corazon Talavera gazed down at the unresponsive but still breathing form of Julia Bryce. As she stood there, comparing the data on her analyzer pad with the tank's readouts, a creature like a snake made of dense black smoke coiled and slithered from thigh to torso to upper arm and back. The Kiskashin were both terrified of it, but strove to show no fear, not in Talavera's presence anyway.
"She is gone," Talavera said at last. "Use the dust again. Make a fine new instrument for me."
Chapter 7. Kuros. Rolchiran troops saluted as he passed, mounting steps recently cut into the side of the rocky ridge. The morning sky was grey, and a cold sea breeze made his golden robes flap. He experienced an involuntary shiver, and the skin of his exposed lower arms prickled, a reaction to the lower temperature. It was a flaw of the flesh that he was prepared to suffer in anticipation of the rewards that came with victory. He continued his climb to the observation station. Utaves Kuros, eldest offspring of Efeskin Kuros, once High Monitor, once ambassador of the Sendrukan hegemony to this dust mote of a world, once rejoicing in the appellation exalted, was now a prisoner within his own head. There were no physical feelings, no bodily sensations apart from vision. He was a mute witness to all that the interloper was seeing and hearing, all of it so clear that he had come to believe that it was deliberate. For that first day, after the AI Gratach took possession, Kuros had felt the moorings of his sanity give way. Darkness had gaped, a cavernous maw now eager to swallow and grind him down. But he held on to the flow of images from outside, a lifeline he grasped in desperation, using it as a focus for conscious attention. He had survived, learning to maintain the essence of his being while the usurper, his own mind brother, the General Gratach, strode around in his body, spoke with his mouth, and gave orders to his troops. After the evacuation from Giant Shoulder, the transports had flown to the High Valley encampment north of Trond. From his cage of dark numbness, Kuros could only watch as Gratach and the clarified Teshak, the engineer of his imprisonment, reorganized the encampment with the aim of keeping them safe. There were still a number of flyers and air cars capable of mounting an effective strike against the rogue droids which had occupied Giant Shoulder and the warp well, despite the defence battery still in place there. But Teshak, in his gloating declaration back on Giant Shoulder, had made it clear that abandonment of the facility was integral to his plans. The failure of the hegemon's Darien strategy would allow the clarified and their traditionalist allies to see off the current administration and take control of the hegemony. However, in the last few days, more details had come to Kuros's attention. Gratach and the clarified Teshak seemed to communicate via the neural implants, apart from when either or both were accompanied by their Brolturan subordinates. It was from those verbal exchanges that Kuros deduced hints and other fragments of knowledge, including references to the Knight, who seemed to be the one directing the droids currently occupying Giant's Shoulder.